You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
John vividly remembers the end of World War II. He was on a Navy destroyer when a kamikaze pilot dove for the battleship New Jersey. The blast from an AA gun and the plane's explosion severely burned John's eyes. It was the last thing John would ever see. If you're a blinded veteran or know someone who is, call BVA at 800-669-7079. That number again, 800-669-7079 for the Blinded Veterans Association.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aid, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends and look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We're live from Orlando, Florida. This is the second hour. This is your host, Michael. I'm here with my two co-hosts, Lynn Golder to the right, Gary Sinclair to the left.
Yep.
Right.
I want to bring something up right now before we get started. It's very important to me.
Especially since today is International Disability Awareness Day.
Oh, yes, but listen, I don't want to get into politics, and I'm not going to get in politics, but there's something that's very important. For all us blind folks all over the country, everybody's listening to this show. You always open your mouth and say what's going on, and things are going to get serious here, very simple. They're passing all kinds of new laws, and it could affect us all. And there's a company called Votech. Remember the name, Votech. And this is all to help us vote. People that are blind, folks like me, folks like Gary, who can't see the material, Votech helps you with it.
And all I can say is we need VoteTech, and we need you to vote. I'm not telling you how to vote. I'm only saying you should vote. Because we're not going to get involved with politics, which way, right or left or up way or down. But I am saying to you that in this country, it's getting serious outside, going to get really, really something for our community, especially for the Black community, because it could be things that could be going on. They could be taking things away from us. And if you don't vote, then you have no right to say anything.
And, Michael, they have blind-friendly voting booths that you can go in and do your
well,
voting.
Well, VoteTech helps them to do everything, VoteTech.
Yep.
So the point is, find out more about VoteTech. Lynn's going to talk more and more about VoteTech. And just listen, hear VoteTech. You can go to our website. It talks about VoteTech. And find out more about VoteTech because in 18... That's November 18. I mean, another voting. It's not about president. It's about all your congressmen, especially. And in the past, nobody ever cared about congressmen. Why vote for a congressman? Well, let me just tell you this right now. It's getting more and more important to vote for congressmen because they're the ones who set the rules and everything, all the laws in this country. And if you are blind and keep on saying, well, I can't vote because I can't see, that's a cop-out because VoteTech is here to help you. Right, Lynn?
Right.
So
that's right. You can go to the website and fill out a survey, and it talks about accessible voting system. So that's what they want you to do, is go to the website, and it's drgglobal.com. That's the easiest way to get to it, drgglobal.com. And fill out the survey about accessible voting system. It's, you know, it's your right to vote. It's your right to participate in voting. So get busy and do something about it.
Okay. And it'd be nice if you want to call in this show, too, as well. That's another thing you can do. Well, start off. Yeah. Why are you going to
say? No, I'm sorry. I was going to say that I would like Chris to read a little bit about the disability awareness.
Well, I just want to give the phone number again.
Yeah, sure.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. If you'd like to call in, say hello. You don't have to call just for trivia. Call in right now and say hello. And if you have anything to say, let's put it this way. We'd like to hear from you, especially if you're a new caller. I'd like to hear a new caller somewhere in this country. So call us in. Tell us you're alive. Tell us what's happening. You can get off your rear end in your sofa and just call us up and say hello.
Chris, you have that up for today's awareness?
It didn't come through like it was supposed to.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm getting it.
It has it by the day.
Right.
Yeah.
The only thing that it came up, it gave me the information about the website to go to for the awareness. This estimated 1 billion people living with disabilities worldwide face many barriers.
Right, that's the section.
That's that section?
Yeah.
Okay, also, that is right.
Yeah.
Oh, I did the wrong thing. Oops.
That's okay.
That's why. Hooked on Phonics didn't work too well for me. Okay. It is. The estimated 1 billion people living with disability worldwide faces many barriers to inclusion in many key aspects of society. As a result, people with disabilities do not enjoy access to society on the equal basis with others, which includes areas of transportation, employment, and education, as well as social and political participation. The right to participate in public life is essential to create stable democracy, active citizenship, and reduce inequalities in society. International Day of Persons with Disability falls on the 3rd of December each and every year, with the aim of promoting empowerment and helping to create real opportunities for people with disability. This enhances their own capacity and supports them in setting their own priorities. Empowerment involves investing in people, in jobs, health, nutrition, education, and social protection. When people are employed, empowered, they are better prepared to take advantage of opportunities. They become agents of change and can more readily embrace their civic responsibility.
Thank you.
I got one. I just thought of this. As I'm sitting here thinking about something, do you know, listen to this. We, the visually impaired and the blind community, you know, we can change this country. We can change a lot of things. Do you know why? Pardon me. The difference in election that just took place at presidential, the difference of the swing was 3 million votes. 3 million. You know, they say we're 12 million strong in this country. 12 million visually impaired and blind. Think about if all of us voted as a block.
Unbelievable.
It would be unbelievable. We could change everything.
Michael.
Yes.
I was just doing something with the Votech, and I had a problem with the website. I found a different website that has the survey, and it's just Votech, V-O-T-E-C, the letter D as in dog, Votech D for the number 4A.com. A stands for accessibility. So it's just VotechD4A.com. And right on that, as soon as you go to that website, right on the homepage, it says take our survey. So they must have changed their website. So that's that. All right. We going to break first, Chris? Okay, we'll go to break and then take our guest caller from Polera. So stay tuned.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Be right back. Don't go away.
Realize that in only a few years you will be able to vote? You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. Votech is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. Votech values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votechdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting. Join the march. Voice your opinion and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at VotechDesignedForAll.com. That's VotechDesignedForAll.com.
Braille, a company that believes in the independence of visually impaired people, has developed an amazing tool that will help you independently read anything, anytime, and anywhere in Braille. Braille is a pocket-sized portable device which converts text to Braille. The Braille device uses a built-in camera to scan any text and convert into Braille language. Also included is a vibration system that will direct you to the text so that you may get a clear shot with the camera. The Braille product will launch in December, so next month, November, submit your pre-order request. Visit BrailleEye.com for more exciting information about the Braille. If you have any questions, you may write to hope@BrailleEye.com. That's BrailleEye.com.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles. Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends. And look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polera has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push-button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration
information button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polera urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polera.com. That's Polara.com.
Here we go with the hottest show on the radio. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. That's right. Gary Sinclair?
Yes.
You still here?
Yes.
That's our co-host, Gary Absolutely. Sinclair. We're live from Orlando, Florida. Hey, Lynn.
Yes, I'm back.
Do we have a guest come on yet?
We do. We would like to welcome back John McGaffey. He's calling in from Texas, and he's our guest today, and he's going to tell us all about Polera. Hi, Polera. John. Welcome back.
Hey, John.
All right. Good evening to all of you.
He's going to tell us about the Navigator APS.
That's right.
Yes, Polera makes the Navigator APS, which is to provide a visually impaired pedestrian all of the same information that a sighted person would have by the street signs and the walk signal and the push button sign and so forth. And so the Navigator is designed who, as a blind pedestrian is walking up to an intersection, they would hear a locate tone that guides them to the button. Once they find the button, they would then be able to, if it has been programmed with a special message, push it to find out what the street name is that they would be crossing and also the cross street for that intersection. And then when the walk sign goes on, there is either a walk sound or a verbal message stating that the walk sign is on to cross whatever street that is. So it's designed to give them 100% assurance that the walk sign is on for their crosswalk, especially if they keep their hand on the button. It will vibrate, and they will know if they're both visually and hearing impaired, they would feel the vibration and know with 100% assurance that their walk sign is on.
I would like to encourage the listeners, please, to call in. If you have any questions for John, now is the time to call in,
407-894-1680. That's right. Now is the time.
Now
call
is
in.
The time. Yeah. Have you ever used a crosswalk signal, Gary?
Well, yeah. Just recently we
Meet
did
John.
A white cane awareness and went downtown. And, boy, I tell you what, you walk up to that thing, you can't miss it because it's giving a beep signal that, you know, you're near, and it talks to you, tells you what street you're at, and all the vital information. It's really cool.
We got to get more in Orlando. We got more all over the country. Wants Philadelphia. Wants other cities. That's we got to get them.
But the people have to call in their towns and ask for the city engineer and request that they put them in where you want one in.
Well, then you shouldn't complain.
No.
If you go across the walk and you get killed or hurt, especially if you get killed, then you're not going to be able to complain.
It's not costing you anything to walk safely either. You know, the city pays, you know, buys these and puts them up.
You can't complain if you don't have one. What you should do is pick up the phone and call, and let's get your city to have it. So call Philadelphia. Call you different cities all over the country. Let's get the people to get Polera Navigator APS.
And John, it isn't required how big the city is, is it? Is it to get one?
No, not at all. And the American with Disabilities Act says that if a person with a disability requests installation of some sort of device that would help them, that cities are responsible for responding and installing something that would provide that. And if they go to our website, Polera.com, and click on the button that says, what is an APS, on the page that it takes them to, there's a little red box that says how to request an APS, and it gives an example of a letter that they can submit and instructions on how to go about that.
Does the box, are there words by that little box that says what that is?
Yes.
Identification.
I thought it's on our webpage.
No, yeah, he's talking about their website. Yeah, Polara is on our website with a link to their website. And on their website, he's saying there's a box that you can click on.
Yeah, it says how to request an APS, right, and you click on that box, and it gives you examples of letters that you can download and submit to the either traffic engineer or the city that departments that handle that in your city.
So there it is. So there's not a city small enough that can't get one. So, you know, get a hold of your city and let them know you need one.
It's only your fault.
Absolutely.
You listeners out there, it's your fault if you don't have one, because you can get one. You hear that?
Got to speak
up. As John says, you can get it. If you request it, then they should give you what you requested. Is that right, John?
That's
if they
correct.
Request it, if they request on a certain street that they're busy, impaired, and blind, they can't cross the street, they need something to help them, they should do it.
Commerce, Texas, how far is that? What is the biggest city near you, John?
The biggest is Dallas. We're probably about an hour from Dallas. Oh,
so I imagine Dallas has Polara at the intersections.
They have quite a few intersections, yes.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And San Antonio also is they're one of the cities in Texas that has been installing these throughout for years.
Yeah, there's a big blind community there.
Just out of curiosity, John, do other countries have such things as this?
They do. In fact, Europe is probably ahead of the United States in terms of the installation of APSs, but based on my observation of the devices that I've seen installed in Europe, they tend to not be near as good at providing information and making clear which walk sign is on in regards to the APSs that are being specified here in the U.S. It's been somewhat of a check the box, you know, to say that you have an APS on an intersection in Europe, whether it really works or not. Because, for example, in Amsterdam, they have these little ticking devices on top of every signal. But there's absolutely no way anybody would be able to interpret which crosswalk is ticking, because they all sound the same. Here in the United States, they've made it so that each direction is unique or different, or if the poles are far enough apart and it's very clear what intersection you're crossing, only then would they have the same sound.
Wow. Hmm. Sound like crickets.
David, if you're listening, call in real fast. I'd like to get your take on
David
that.
David goes to Amsterdam a couple times a year.
He just got back.
Yeah, he just got back.
Yeah. You have to call fast while John is on.
If you want to call in, now's the time to call in. 407-894-1680.
Have you had Polara, John? How many years?
Well, Polara's been in business since 1969, but we got into APS market in 1997. Mm-hmm. The very first APS that I became familiar with, Polara, was a vibrating arrow that would stick through the sign, and when the walk light would turn on, the power was taken from the walk light to power to vibrate the arrow, and so a blind person would place their hand on the arrow and feel it vibrate and know that the walk sign is on, but there was no sound in that device. It was simply a vibrating arrow.
That's interesting. Do you have any other questions, Gary?
No, I've been listening to John for quite some time, and he's explained pretty much everything to me. And I thank John for that, too. People don't understand.
We're always working on new products and devices, and one of the things we're looking at is a device that could actually help guide a visually impaired person across the street in the effect of there would be a designated corridor that they would, in order to stay within the crosswalk lines, that could be designated so that if they veered out of them, either sound or vibration could tell them if they needed to move right or left or whatever it was they would need to do to stay within the lines.
That would be great.
That'd be very helpful.
Yeah, that way you wouldn't veer off course.
Yep. And we do that a lot, too, sometimes. So.
I'm just waiting to see if we have a caller for you, John. I was hesitating, looking at the monitor.
I was hoping David would call in, but he might be busy tonight. So,
is there a volume control on the auditory on the at the crosswalk at the pole? Because what if there's a lot of traffic and there's horns honking and everything else? How does the person hear it?
Yes, every push button has a microphone built in it, and so that as the ambient sound gets louder, then the sounds from the push button get louder. And it's designed to be just a little above ambient so that a person can hear it, but not so loud that it disturbs the surrounding public.
We have a caller calling in right now.
For John?
I believe so.
Oh, good, good, good.
Where are they calling from? Where are you calling in, caller?
Yeah, I'm calling in from Gainesville. I'm currently here. But I do have a question.
I'm sorry. What's your first name?
Deborah? Where are you calling from?
Deborah. I'm right now in Gainesville.
Florida. Hi, Gainesville,
Deborah.
Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
Well, meet John from Polara.
Hi, John.
Hi, Deborah.
I do have a question. I mean, I've been to Europe, and I know about the crossing signals there. But I am curious what kind of security do you all have in place to keep these items once they're put on poles for crosswalks from being vandalized? Because I know in some areas of cities I go to, even the signs or the boxes that you would push the button, they've been vandalized. How do you keep from that happening, or do you have any kind of a security in them so they won't be vandalized?
Well, every unit uses what we call anti-theft torque screws or spanner bit screws, which are non-standard. In other words, it would be difficult for you to go to the hardware store and buy a tool to be able to remove the screws. So they're designed to provide a level of security from people getting in. In addition, we've, over the years, always designed our products to be extremely rugged. In fact, I used to allow people to hit our ADA push button, which is a 2-inch push button we call the bulldog, with a baseball bat at trade shows. If they could break it, we'd give them $100 and they could hit it with a baseball bat as hard as they wanted.
Good idea.
Wow.
I'd like that.
And well, so with our APS, we also have hit it with a baseball bat and skateboards and things that typical kids might do to it, and we've designed it to be able to withstand those things up to a point, obviously.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Do you have it right
now? Does that answer the question from the, what you were looking for?
Yes, it does.
Deborah, do you have a Polara yet in Gainesville? Or are you thinking about calling the traffic engineering department?
I will bring it up to my local organization about maybe wanting to put that on their agenda as something to work on this coming year. So I think it would be good. The problem I've always had with crossing signals is, especially when I was overseas, is they do sound the same regardless of which street you're crossing. And it's kind of hard when it's very noisy and windy. And if they're not turned up, because every now and then I find one that it's just so low you can hardly even hear it if the wind was blowing or there was a lot of traffic. So
that's what I just
asked.
They
do need improving.
Well, our navigator has a feature that, again, it's up to the city to program, but it typically is programmed so that it would function this way, and that is if a visually impaired person push and holds the button for 2 seconds, what it does is it boosts the volume for the next walk cycle. So if it's not quite loud enough, then for that next walk cycle, it should come up louder and hopefully be plenty loud for them to be able to hear. And then after that walk cycle, everything goes back to normal volume.
Oh, I like that feature. Because, sometimes it's very noisy when you're trying to cross intersections. So, keep up the good work, and thank you for that.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Deborah. All right. Well, can you please give out the website again, John, and any other way they can contact you to get advice if they need it, the listeners?
Sure. It's polara.com. It's spelled polara.com.
Okay. Is there a phone number also? Or you'd rather
if you're calling, for general information, it would be 903 9-0-3-3-6-6-0-3-0-0.
903-366-0300. But I think the easiest way would be just to go to Polera.com, correct?
Yeah, there, and there's a way to contact us and send an email message. If you have a question, you can do sales@Polera.com, and that will be answered by the sales department.
Good to know. Well, thank you. Thank you so much,
thanks,
John.
Sure.
Once
thank
again,
you much
very
for coming
informative.
On.
Very informative.
You're very welcome. Appreciate all you guys are doing.
Talk thank you.
Later,
have a happy
like to
holiday.
Have you back next month.
Yes. And Merry
thank
Christmas.
You, same to
happy
you.
New
thank
Year.
Thank you.
Thank
Take
you.
Care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Like to have him back next month.
Right. I'm writing that down. So it's sales@Polera.com if you have any questions.
So, Lynn, you think we ought to go to a trivia before
I
we go to a break?
I think you ought to. Whatever you would like, Gary. Huh? Whatever you like.
It's your,
to do.
It's your trivia.
Let's go ahead and we'll do the trivia question now and go to a break and
okay.
give time to think.
Trivia time. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. Trivia time.
Wait a minute. It's later.
Trivia time.
A lot of veterans ought to know this one.
That's a good song.
It's
1968.
Back in 68, 69, the Vietnam days. That's
right.
One of my favorite songs.
I can see you on your motorcycle, Gary. Listen to this. I know it, with your long hair.
The hair flying back.
And your long
back.
Beard.
Yep.
Yeah. You know that Gary was a biker. Right,
yeah,
Chris?
I was.
Gary was a biker.
He used to be a biker.
When I die and the name of that's the best. When I lay me down to die, going up to the spirit
my triumph.
In the sky. Going up to the spirit in the sky. That's where I'm gonna go when I die. When I die and the name of
who is singing that song?
I'd have pulled Gary over if I saw him on the bike.
Who was singing that song?
I love this song so much. It's known. My friends know.
When you were a motorcycle guy.
That's going to be played at my funeral. That's
what you want to play on your
yes,
funeral?
Yes, absolutely.
I just love I love the be I love the beginning of it. And when that lead guitar come in, where burn, burn, burn. Yeah, that thing right
David
there be thriving.
How to play that.
Yep.
I bet you David knows how to play that.
Why would you want
to
play that on your funeral?
Because I think it's great.
It's very beautiful.
Because
he's a beautiful song.
Because he'd really be a spirit in the sky.
That's
yes.
right.
With chocolate pouring out of his
yep.
ear.
yeah.
Cool idea,
Mr.
Gary.
Chocolate Bar.
Mr. Good Bar.
oh, my goodness gracious.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show,
oh, is
believe
that
it or
what
not.
We're doing?
Yeah.
I didn't know what that's
this,
what we're doing.
They say we're the bridge between the sighted and the visually impaired and the blind community. But I don't know what with the bridge now when he gets chocolate in his ear.
You know what?
What's next, coconut?
Let me give a couple of PSAs for the west coast of Florida. And for you guys out in the other parts of the country, you know, it would be really nice if you called in with some PSAs.
Hey, also, give a shout out. I'm sorry.
What?
Shout out to Miss Gabriella Kendrick out of Cincinnati, Ohio. She's tuned in listening. She just wanted to make sure that, you know, she was letting you guys know that she was listening in. She called in for the 518 number.
Okay.
So
well,
she said.
Hi, Gabrielle.
Hi, Gabrielle.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
How come she wouldn't talk to us?
Well, we had somebody else on the line at the time.
Well,
we had another caller.
She called back. Tell her to call back.
Well, Gabriella, you're listening, so give us a call back.
Yeah, Gabrielle.
Let us talk to you and let us know what's going on in Cincinnati, Ohio.
I hear from you from Cincinnati.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Let me
call
give,
back, Gabriel.
Let me give a little information.
What's your name? Her name is Gabriel?
Gabriella.
Gabriella.
Yeah.
Call back.
Well, you want to go to break first and then come
okay.
back?
Yeah. Gabriel, call back after break. 407-894-1680.
We're going to break?
Going to break.
Okay. Braille-Eye, a company that believes in the independence of visually impaired people, has developed an amazing tool that will help you independently read anything, anytime, and anywhere in Braille. Braille-Eye is a pocket-sized, portable device which converts text to Braille. The Braille-Eye device uses a built-in camera to scan any text and convert into Braille language. Also included is a vibration system that will direct you to the text so that you may get a clear shot with the camera. The Braille Eye product will launch in December, so next month, November, submit your pre-order request. Visit BrailleEye.com for more exciting information about the Braille Eye. If you have any questions, you may write to hope@BrailleEye.com. That's BrailleEye.com.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
Holiday meals can be very stressful. This year, bring Sonny's home for the holidays. Choose a whole smoked turkey meal or spiral cut honey glazed ham meal or smoked turkey breast meal. Each meal comes with your choice of three delicious sides, or you can order a la carte. Holiday meals are available through December 31st and can be picked up hot when ordered within 24 hours. So call and place your order today. Having a party? Call our catering staff. The number to call is 866-697-2872. Sonny's wishes you a delicious and happy holiday. For more information, go to the website, catering@infiregroup.com.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at Blindfold Games. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. This is your host, Michael. Number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Two hosts today, Lynn Golder, Gary Sinclair, two hosts. And they're both here.
Yeah.
And behind the scenes, Chris Shaw, behind the scenes in the peanut gallery.
Don't tell nobody.
Okay.
We got chocolate pouring out.
All right.
Of his ear.
So let me tell you what's going on over in the west coast of Florida. First, we'll do, Clearwater. The New Vision Support Group, what they do is they address topics of sight loss. So go join them and explore the services, the products, and the resources available to those with low vision or vision loss. If you or a friend or a family member are struggling with vision loss, the Pinellas Council of the Blind welcomes you, and they welcome your ideas and suggestions as well. So they meet every, the second Thursday of the month at the Talking Book Library, which is at 1330 Cleveland Street in Clearwater, from 10 to 2. So that's the second Thursday of the month at the Talking Book Library, 1330 Cleveland Street in Clearwater, from 10 to 2. So that's that in Clearwater. And then if you live in the Largo area, there is a bowling team. It's called the Blind and Visually Impaired Bowlers at Liberty Lanes Bowling Center, and they meet the first, the second, and the fourth Saturday of every month from 11 in the morning to 2 p.m., and that's at 11401 Starkey Road in Largo, Florida. And I was told not to tell the price because I guess that changes. You can call Janice Reville if you would like some information at 727 825-0046. But if you'd like to bowl, go to the Liberty Lanes Bowling Center from 11 to 2, 11401 Starkey Road in Largo, Florida. That's the first, second, and fourth Saturday of every month. All right, Michael, what?
What? Say
I
what?
I don't know.
Say who?
You're back. Listen,
wait, I'm going to talk
whenever
to
you go talk to Chris,
person,
I know something
that
else
that person
is up.
Sitting on the couch. It's time for you to pick up the phone and say hello. I'd like to hear from you.
No, Lynn, you covered this time. It wasn't that
one. Oh, okay, because yeah. I know he goes and talks. He comes back. He's got another brainstorm.
We're talking about two football. Different type of birds over here that sit at the dinner table.
Football.
We had a new caller. Yes.
Yeah, we did.
By the name of Deborah, calling in from Gainesville.
That was nice.
That was very nice.
Nice surprise.
And now it's somebody else. How about you getting off your end? I'm talking about you.
Yeah, even calling to win a prize.
Yeah. Well, they might not know trivia, but at least they can call in and say hello. Yeah.
Hey, Michael, when are we going to Sonny's again?
So, oh, man, that's good food. Yeah. Good food.
We haven't eaten here in a while.
Yeah,
one right by Gary's.
Right, I was just going to say that. Right near Gary's.
That's the best
Sonny's
one.
Barbecue.
I like that one.
But, yeah, they have good food there. I love the all-you-can-eat ribs. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, they got
there.
The best
to
price
pun,
in town for all-you-can-eat ribs, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
What's he singing back there? I hear screaming and yelling.
Chris is saying, they got him.
So.
It's football season, folks.
We ain't had nobody
I'm
calling
sorry.
In on a
I
trivia
apologize.
Yet.
I apologize. It was a kickoff return. Seattle just kicked the ball off to the Philadelphia Eagles, and he caught it in the end zone. And ran about a good 40 yards almost. So they almost at the 50-yard line off a good kick return.
Wait a minute. You mean tell me he didn't get a touchdown?
No, not this time around.
Oh, man.
Those were the two birds that we were talking about when he came over.
Okay.
So, Lynn, do we have any more trivia questions for tonight?
No, but you were going to give your meatloaf recipe.
Well, yeah, but Chris, you can go ahead and give the answer.
Chris, would
to
you please
last,
take a bite of that meatloaf
question.
Sandwich so he can talk about his recipe?
Okay.
And Chris got to take a bite of the sandwich.
Let me take a bite.
He's taking a bite now. This is reality.
I ate it, and I'm still here.
Michael,
it was good. I put
it.
My hot sauce
on
it.
Yeah, that's
why
Chris
good.
Doesn't have any hot sauce.
Yeah, I don't want to be gluttony because I had eight.
It needs hot sauce, though.
So do we still have another trivia question tonight? Well,
no, but you can do one.
Well, who was that last trivia?
Nobody guessed it. Wait, let me give an answer. I guess nobody's calling.
No.
Want to give it a minute or two or no?
Nah, I don't think
so. I'm going to give a nice
trivia. Wait, I need to give the answer, Michael.
Okay, give the answer.
Hold on, I got to get it. Norman Greenbaum.
Yeah, that's
1968.
All right, I'm going to give
it
trivia. Right now, let me see if anybody knows this. I did this on the Rock and Roll Show. Let's see if anybody
knows
this.
Chris is eating the meatloaf.
Here's the trivia. This is words.
Words?
Yeah, he speaks.
Trivia time. Okay. Trivia time. Okay, for a gift card, let's see if anybody knows this. This is an easy one. Ricky Nelson. You heard of Ricky Nelson? The trivia question is,
You are my spell.
No.
Oh.
What was Ricky Nelson's brother's name?
Oh, that's so easy.
I know, but nobody got it in the Rock and Roll Show.
Oh, my
gosh. I even
gosh.
Know that one.
407-894-6080. What
was one
Ricky
of my
Nelson's
favorite shows.
Brother's yep. name?
Ozzy and Harriet Show.
Shh. Don't tell it all the answers. No.
Doesn't matter.
They might not even know the show. I was going to be the next one.
Oh.
All right.
407-894-6080.
Well, we're waiting. Let's hear
Gary's
recipe.
What was Ricky Nelson's brother's name? You got 2 minutes only. 407-894-1680. What was Ricky Nelson's brother's name?
Hey, Mike, question.
What?
What was a duo in the 50s, 40s, 50s, and 60s when you say duo?
What was a duo?
A duo.
Yeah.
You explain
it's usually
it, right?
A duo
right.
was two like people like Everly Brothers. That's a duo. Two guys singing together.
Who else?
Everly Brothers.
The Righteous Brothers.
Brothers.
I thought they had three brothers.
No, two. Everly Brothers was two. Don and Phil.
No, I mean the Righteous Brothers was
Righteous
brother
was Brothers was two.
Oh.
Then you have Johnny and Joe.
We have a caller.
Two.
Watch, they're calling in
caller.
For the answer after I already told it. Watch.
Johnny and Joe was two. You had a lot of two people. The Kalen twins were two. You had a lot of people with duo.
Oh, I think we have a first-time caller.
Oh, good.
Caller. Yep.
Okay.
That's exciting. First-time caller.
Who's on the line?
I don't know. He has to. You have to visualize.
407-894-1680.
Answer, right, and type
is,
at the same time.
Ricky Nelson. What was his brother's name? I want a name.
Who was older?
I'm not saying anything. You're going to give it away next, Gary, by talking. His name was not Gary, and it wasn't Louie.
Okay, we have a new caller.
Okay, what's the caller's name, where they're
from? I want to see where she's from first before I say it. Oh, Trista?
Tristan?
Trista from Orlando.
Tristan.
Hi, Trista.
From Orlando. Is that you, Tristan from Orlando?
Yes.
Hello, Trista.
Oh,
yes.
Welcome, welcome.
So how come you're calling, which would you love to hear your voice and everything. So tell me, why are you calling?
I'm calling because I know his brother's name.
You sure you know his name?
Yes.
Was it Jerry?
Well, let her answer.
No.
No.
His name was David Nelson.
Very good. You won.
All right.
Okay.
Yes.
You just won.
Oh, we had another caller, too, that knew it.
You just won a gift card from a place called, listen to this name because it's really good, Metro Diner. Metro Diner, and they are in
Altamont Springs. It's Altamont Springs.
You live near Altamont Springs?
No, but I know where that's at.
Okay, well, Metro Diner.
It's near the intersection of 434 and 436, near Coles and all over.
And
that
you get $13. Instead of 10, yeah, they do combinations of 13.
Oh, my gosh, the food is terrific.
So if the food is tremendous, you get $13. It pays for a meal.
Trista, do you like chicken pot pie?
Yes.
Me too. That's my favorite there.
They got delicious food. So give your name and address. It's a first time caller, right? We never heard your name before.
How did you find out about the show?
I already knew about this show. It's just that I haven't called in a long time.
Oh, that's okay.
Glad you did. See, it pays to listen. Pays to listen, right?
Keep calling.
Keep calling.
You got to give Chris your address, and we're going to
send it out to you.
We'll send it out. Well, thank you for calling, Trista. Keep on listening every week, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hold on, Tristan.
I'm sure glad we had a winner.
Let's say hi to Carolyn from Brunswick, Georgia. I bet she knew the answer. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi. Yes, I knew the answer, but it's okay.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Getting ready for the holidays?
Yes, I'm getting ready. I kind of have some sadness going on, but my youngest sister's sick, and I did get a chance to go spend Thanksgiving with her, but now her condition's worse, and so pray for her.
Well, we will pray for her also. What's your sister's name?
Marilyn.
Marilyn.
Carolyn and Marilyn.
Carolyn and Marilyn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to give an easy trivia. When you hang up, I'm going to give you an easy trivia. You want to call back, you can call back. How's that? It's an easy one. Going to be an easy one.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Carolyn. Well, we're praying for your
sister. Thanks for calling in. Merry Christmas. All right, I'm going to give one more trivia, fast one. This will be the last trivia of the night. It's a fast one. It's an easy one. And let's see who gets it. I'm not playing music. Okay. This young lady, I'll give you her name. Her name is Tina Turner. This is not a music question. Listen to the words. It's not a music question. Tina Turner is famous for what? That's the question. I'll repeat. The young lady in question, her name is Tina Turner. This is not a music question. What is she famous for? There's something she's very famous for.
Bowling.
Wasn't bowling. Okay, 407-894-1680.
Okay, let's get Gary's
Tina Turner, what was she famous
for? While we're waiting. Gary,
okay.
You're on. How did you make that meatloaf?
How'd you like that meatloaf sandwich?
He's taking an address.
It was good. I needed my hot sauce, but it was good.
All right. So tell us.
Very good.
All right, the meatloaf.
I bet Dennis in Philly wants to know.
Get yourself a mixing bowl, 1 pound of hamburger, 80-20, that's 80% meat, 20% fat. That's it. Call 80-20. Put that in a bowl. Chop up a small portion of onion in pieces. One package of saltine crackers.
When you say one package, what do you mean? Like a whole
tube?
Thing?
The tube, yeah.
The whole thing?
One tube per pound.
Salted or unsalted?
Either way.
Okay.
It don't really matter.
Wow, the whole tube.
Whole tube, yep. And then one egg, that's to get stick together.
Right.
And salt and pepper, I season it, salt and pepper. And now you get you a bacon, meatloaf tin or glass, whatever you do. I always spray it with the spray, you know, pan, like Pam or something. Get all the way up the top and around, up to the very top and everything. Now take your meatloaf and get it all mixed up. And the onion is going to depend on how much onion you really like, but chop it up and put it into there. And then go ahead. Now it's all mixed on up good. Squish it all together. Make sure your hands are always washed before you're working doing this, because you got to wash all the time. And mix it all up. Squeeze it all together. Put it in a tin. Mash it on down. Make sure you got all the corners all the way down, all around. And bring it up on your very edges like a pizza crust, a little bit higher than the flat part. Flatten it out. And what I do is I go ahead and take my finger.
Wait a minute. Did you wash your fingers first?
I just got done saying always wash your hands.
You're interrupting. He's just said that.
And I just go ahead maybe about a three-quarter or half an inch in or inch in, maybe about 8 or 10 stabs in there. Push your finger almost down to the bottom.
Why did you do that?
Okay. This is so when you put your sauce on the top.
Oh, it goes in the middle.
Now, this is where I get a mixing bowl or just a bowl, whatever. You can squirt in some ketchup. I sometimes use a little Worcestershire sauce, a little soy sauce to get it to unthicken the ketchup a little bit so it can be a little.
Am I supposed to have ketchup?
Thin it out.
And then that'll help thin it out and gives a nice flavor to it.
Well, how do you bake it? What temperature?
No, wait. And then you go ahead and today I also added barbecue sauce to it.
There goes my numbers.
And mix it all together and pour that on. And as I said, when you pour it over the very top of it, it's going to go down in those little holes. Those little holes will not remain little holes. As it cooks, they close up.
What temperature, Gary?
Now you cook it at preset your oven for 350 degrees. Cover it with aluminum foil and stick it in the oven for 50 minutes. And then pull it on out, uncover it for 10 minutes. Put it back in for 10 minutes and pull it out.
How can you tell a 350? How can you tell, blind man? How can you tell 350?
Most ovens are at the very top. If you turn to the left, which most of them turn to the left, bring that very top down to 6 o'clock.
The new ovens are digital.
6 o'clock.
The new ovens are digital.
Well, just ask somebody.
You know what I do, Gary? On top of the meatloaf, I make mashed potatoes, and then I put that across the top of the meatloaf.
Yeah, you can do
and
whatever.
It's delicious. Sprinkle a little paprika on the mashed potatoes,
so,
and it's really
that's
good.
Basically a good meatloaf recipe.
No jalapenos in it?
No.
Oh, that would be
you
good.
You could. I mean, you can put anything into this meatloaf if you want.
I like
this
that idea. Jalapenos, for those who like spicy.
Don Wilkerson was at our GOCB successful Christmas party we had at my house yesterday. And I mentioned that I was going to talk about this on the air. And he said, well, somebody told him, I think it was him, said somebody put salt,
Gary,
Ritz crackers in it.
We're going to break.
When we come back, I have
Stay
a very important
for
announcement.
Blind and Beyond.
An important announcement from me when we come back.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
Do you realize that in only a few years, you will be able to vote? You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting. Join Join the march. Voice your opinion and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at VotecDesignedForAll.com. That's VotecDesignedForAll.com.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactile cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
We're back. This is your host, Michael. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. The phone number to call in is right now, your last call, 407-894-1680. And by the way, nobody got it, so I'm going to give you the answer right now. What's she famous for? Her legs. Her legs. That's what she's famous for. I said it was a non-musical. Her legs. Lynn, you're up.
Okay. I have a very important announcement. Everybody, I want you to pay attention. Next week, December 10th, do not miss the show. Dr. Paolo Falabella, he is the medical affairs ophthalmic lead at Spark Therapeutics, will be calling in. And just so you know, Spark Therapeutics is challenging the inevitability of genetic disease by discovering, developing, and delivering treatment in ways unimaginable until now. So they are doing all kinds of gene therapy. And this is for those of you who have grandchildren and you might have a disease that your eye disease that's inherited. This is for your grandchildren. And so you need to listen. And you will be really, really informed
for
about
all people with retinitis pigmentosa.
Well, there's
there's
other diseases too.
This is a good one for the retinitis pigmentosa. If you know anybody, have them listen to this show.
This would prevent them, your children, from getting the disease.
Children and grandchildren.
So please, please tell everybody you know, even sighted, your sighted folks, to listen up next Sunday to hear Dr. Paolo Falabella from Spark Therapeutics. You don't want to miss this interview. Well, anyway, it was a great show once again. Michael, Gary,
yes.
Chris.
Yep, I want to say to everybody out there, if I don't get, I may have to come back on. We don't know what's going on this month. If I don't get back on this by this end of this month, I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's and stay safe.
Hey, you know, also along this Christmas holiday, for you, Gary.
Yes.
Watch where you put your head at.
Yeah, that's right. Don't put any more chocolate in your head.
Ah,
yeah.
Stay
nose.
Away from the chocolate factory. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, thank you for listening. And you folks, maybe next week you'll call in. God bless you all. Stay well.
Have a good week, everybody.
We'll
be back before you know it, right?
See you tomorrow.
Right, Chris?
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Love you all. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.